Welcome, fans of Mystery Detective Stories. This is part 3 of the first episode of The Golden Slipper and Other Problems for Violet Strange by Anna Catherine Green. With the exception of the diamonds worn by the ambassadress, there was but one jewel of consequence to be seen at the dinner that night. But how great was that consequence, and with what splendor it invested the snowy neck it adorned. Miss Strange, in compliment to the noble foreigners, had put on one of her family heirlooms, a filigree pendant of extraordinary sapphires, which had once belonged to Marie Antoinette. As his beauty flashed upon the women and his value struck the host, the latter could not restrain himself from casting an anxious eye about the board in search of some token of the cupidity with which one person there must welcome this unexpected sight. Naturally, his first glance fell upon Alicia, seated opposite to him at the other end of the table, but her eyes were elsewhere, and her smile for Captain Holliday. And the father's gaze traveled on, taking up each young girl's face in turn. All were contemplating Miss Strange and her jewels, and the cheeks of one were flushed, and those of the others pale, but whether with dread or longing, who could tell? Struck with foreboding, but alive to his duty as host, he forced his glances away and did not even allow himself to question the motive or the wisdom of the temptation thus offered. 2 hours later, and the girls were all in one room. It was a custom of the Inseparables to meet for a chat before retiring, but always alone and in the room of one of their number. But this was a night of innovations. Violet was not only included, but the meeting was held in her room. Her way with the girls was even more fruitful of result than her way with the men. They might laugh at her, criticize her, or even call her names significant of disdain, but they never left her long to herself or missed an opportunity to make the most of her irrepressible chatter. Her satisfaction at entering this charmed circle did not take from her piquancy, and story after story fell from her lips as she fluttered about now here, now there, in her endless preparations for retirement. She had taken off her historic pendant after it had been duly admired and handled by all present, and, with the careless confidence of an assured ownership, thrown it down upon the end of her dresser, which, by the way, projected very close to the open window.
"Are you going to leave your jewel there?"
whispered a voice in her ear as a burst of laughter rang out in response to one of her sallies. Turning with a simulation of round-eyed wonder, she met Miss Houston's earnest gaze with a careless rejoinder, "What's the harm?" and went on with her story with all the reckless ease of a perfectly thoughtless nature. Miss Houston abandoned her protest. How could she explain her reasons for it to one apparently uninitiated in the scandal associated with their especial clip? Yes, she left the jewel there, but she locked her door, and quickly, so they must have all heard her before reaching their rooms. Then she crossed to the window, which, like all on this side, opened on a balcony running the length of the house. She was aware of this balcony, also of the fact that only young ladies slept in the corridor communicating with it. But she was not quite sure that this one corridor accommodated them all. If one of them should room elsewhere, Miss Driscoll, for instance. But no. The anxiety displayed for the safety of her jewel precluded that supposition. Their hostess, if none of the others, was within access of this room and its open window. But how about the rest? Perhaps the lights would tell. Eagerly, the little schemer looked forth and let her glances travel down the full length of the balcony. 2 separate beams of light shot across it as she looked, and presently another, and, after some waiting, a 4th. But the 5th failed to appear. This troubled her, but not seriously. 2 of the girls might be sleeping in one bed. Drawing her shade, she finished her preparations for the night, then with her kimono on, lifted the pendant and thrust it into a small box she had taken from her trunk. A curious smile, very unlike any she had shown to man or woman that day, gave a sarcastic lift to her lips, as with a slow and thoughtful manipulation of her dainty fingers, she moved the jewel about in this small receptacle and then returned it, after one quick examining glance, to the very spot on the dresser from which she had taken it. "If only the madness is great enough," that smile seemed to say. Truly, it was much to hope for, but a chance is a chance. And comforting herself with the thought, Miss Strange put out her light, and with a hasty raising of the shade she had previously pulled down, took a final look at the prospect. Its aspect made her shudder. A low fog was rising from the meadows in the far distance, and its ghostliness under the moon woke all sorts of uncanny images in her excited mind. To escape them, she crept into bed, where she lay with her eyes on the end of her dresser. She had closed that half of the French window over which she had drawn the shade, but she had left ajar the one giving free access to the jewels. And when she was not watching the scintillation of her sapphires in the moonlight, she was dwelling in fixed attention on this narrow opening. But nothing happened. And 2 o'clock, then 3 o'clock struck, without a dimming of the blue scintillations on the edge of her dresser. Then suddenly she sat up. Not that she had heard anything new, but that a thought had come to her. If an attempt is made, so she murmured softly to herself, it will be by... She did not finish. Something. She could not call it sound, set her heart beating tumultuously, and listening, watching. She followed, in her imagination, the approach down the balcony of an almost inaudible step, not daring to move herself, it seemed so near, but waiting with eyes fixed, for the shadow which must fall across the shade she had failed to raise over that half of the swinging window she had so carefully left shut. The next episode of The Golden Slipper and Other Problems for Violet Strange will be out next Monday. This production, copyrighted 2010, Stefania Lintonbahn. www.stephsvoice4u. www.stephsvoiceforyou.co.uk.